could you possibly ever do a meeting where I'm not embarrassed at some point?
I don't think so.
Do you have to say inappropriate things in a business meeting?
You know, I want them to know who they're getting right up front. I don't want them to be under any illusion that I'm one person during the meeting and somebody else on the air. I want them, you know, just they should know who they're getting in bed with right up front. I don't want any surprises later. I don't want them to have surprises. I don't want them later to be like, you know, I heard you on the show and you said X, Y, and Z. Didn't quite think you were like that. So I like the fact that right up front, I am who I am, and they can make a decision if they're going to work with me or not right then and there.
Now, we were on a call with a big muckety muck today, and he brought up some guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper just out of nowhere says, well, I saw his winky.
No, I didn't say winky.
No, you didn't. That would have been nicer if you would have said winky.
You know, I said I've seen his dick.
And I'm going, this is not just a fun, friendly meeting. This is a business meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he brought up a guy whose dick I'd seen. So
keep the that to yourself.
No, but the problem was once he brought up the guy, I just started giggling and then I look like an idiot. So I have to explain why I'm giggling and why the minute he said the guy's name, I heard nothing else afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to explain myself. And if I just explained myself and said, I had a little situation with that person, I'm sorry for interrupting. That's just not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm upfront. I'm honest. You're getting me 24/7. There's not a business me and an office me and a radio me. There's just me. So they need to know right up front. This is who you're getting in bed with.
Yeah. Usually in meetings like that, they bring up, hey, do you know this person? Do we know the same people? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Saw his dick.
Well, that way he knows I really, really know him. Because if I say, I know that guy, he'd be like, yeah, lots. Because the guy's semi-famous. So if I say, and by the way, I didn't see his dick in a context that you guys are all thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I had an intimate moment with him and he was like, hey, baby, look at this or check this out. No, it was actually, I didn't want to see his dick. I unintentionally saw it when I saw a bunch of photographs that mm-hmm. he had. And as I was thumbing through it, looking for something completely else, there was a bunch of dick pics in there. It was an unintended consequence to my interaction with this semi-famous person. So but I had to explain all that.
This isn't the first time we've had a meeting where you bring up penis, though. I think it's happened a couple of times. And the bigger the meeting guy, you know, president of this company, head muckety muck of this company, it doesn't matter to you.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm forced to apologize. I apologize for Cooper. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's not used to meetings. So
right, it's true.
I just want to put that out there.
Listen, I don't have a filter and I also don't differentiate between your importance in the world. To me, you're just another person I'm talking to today. And I'm going to tell you the things that are on my mind. And he seemed to enjoy that story. I just want to bring that up. Like he would have said, Cooper, that was wholly inappropriate. He didn't say it was inappropriate. He didn't say anything. He actually laughed along and thought it was, I don't know. Did he think it was charming?
No, this is a guy that was talking about, oh, I just got done working with Walter Cronkite. I just got done working with Dan Rather. And I, you know, penis. Oh, God.
Why don't you tell them I have Tourette's then? You should tell them she has Tourette's. She can't help it.
Yeah, we should start off each meeting with...
She has some... It's social Tourette's. That is what I have. Mm-hmm. I have defined it now. It is social Tourette's. I have no way of telling my brain what I'm thinking and then it's going to my mouth. I don't have that stopgap where I go, hey...
You do when you're on the air, like now you do.
No, because that's years and years of radio. No, you're wrong. I say exactly what's on my mind. I just don't say inappropriate words because we used to get fined for that and then potentially fired. So that's completely different. But I always say exactly what's on my, I hold nothing back when we're on the air. And I've never held anything back from the day you met me until this very moment and the rest of my life. I have never held anything back. I just don't use curse words when we're on terrestrial radio because that can get us fined and fired. That's professional. My professionalism is bigger than my social Tourette's, but I do have social Tourette's.
Yeah, this guy was like, I was working with Muhammad Ali and you went, I saw his dick.
Well, it wasn't Muhammad Ali.
It wasn't, but it was a famous guy, and that's what you... Bleh.
That's pretty much how it happened.
I just sat there the whole time going, where... every single time, if she's not late to the meeting, I'm apologizing. That's the second meeting we've had in 2 weeks that I've had to apologize for you.
Well, thank you for apologizing for me. I appreciate that.
The last one is because she's late.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that. This one, she's talking about penis.
I wasn't talking. You make it sound like I'm obsessed with penis, and I couldn't wait to be like, penis, let's talk about penis.
Yeah, it was Danny like DeVito's that. Penis.
No, he was. It was a story he brought. He said, and do you know
Danny DeVito?
So-and-so? And I said, So Danny DeVito is always going to be our celebrity name.
It's always going to be. Yeah.
Okay, fine. So he said, do you know Danny DeVito? And I said, funny you should mention that. We actually used to share a studio with Danny DeVito. And let me tell you a story about what happened with Danny DeVito where I ended up seeing his penis.
His dick.
I did say dick, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Head Muckety Muck, dick. Not winky, not penis.
Good point.
Yeah. So... I apologize. So, yeah, I just think that's funny. Almost, that's not the first time you said that word in a meeting.
Yeah, that's good. But look, I've gotten us very far.
Hey, Cooper, we're on the phone with Chevrolet, with GM. Penis.
A client who's about to spend $10,000 a month on this stupid show. Penis! Yeah.
I don't
look,
know why
it's real, it's relatable, and it's why they like me. I just explain to them that I have social Tourette's. That explains it, because then they could say, "Oh well, you know, sorry, social Tourette." You know, I'd like to be able to control my brain mouth situation, but you know, I have this condition.